Let's bring in Kurt Larson of Post Media, the Toronto Sun. You're no fun.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, I was expecting panic in the streets. Yeah, I'm revealing myself as a Sun reader here. I've got it right in front of me. And not that it's a bad thing, not that reading newspapers is bad, but and there's Kurt Larson's top 10 thoughts on TFC's loss, and you've succeeded in walking me off the ledge. So, I mean, you're no fun. I was ready for panic in the streets and everything, and, you know, damn you and your facts and your stats, and you're just no fun.
Well, we like to offer the sensible take here at the Toronto Sun.
Yeah, that this is the paper that has the most dangerous woman in Canada in the front right now. Yeah.
Well, let's keep it in the sports section.
You do point out that in addition to TFC, Chivas, Club America, Tigres, and New York Bulls, all Champions League quarterfinalists failed to win their league fixtures on the weekend. So is there a Champions League hangover at work here?
Everything, all the evidence throughout the last decade of Major League Soccer, I think, points to that hangover. I even saw a stat the other day that said TFC over the last 8 to 10 years, whenever they've played a league match post-Champions League, they've yet to win it. So, you know, it's real. The fatigue is real. And not only that, the mental fatigue, where you go down on a Tuesday night in Monterey, and it's basically a final for TFC. It's the biggest game they're going to play probably until the MLS playoffs. And, you know, they give it their all. They get a great result. Then you got to come back and play in that dump in Montreal in a league match. And you know, I think you just saw that TFC wasn't up to that game.
Mm. You also make an interesting point, something that I wondered about, and we'll get back to TFC in a minute, but since you raised it in your top 10 thoughts on TFC's loss, the first thing I thought of when I found out that Vancouver had decided not to be part of Canada's World Cup bid was, my God, they're going to play a World Cup match at Olympic Stadium in 2026. That sucker may not be standing in 2026, but they can't be serious about it, can they?
I find it remarkable. I mean, you have to think that if Vancouver would have stayed in this bid, then maybe they would have gone to Vancouver and Edmonton and Toronto, try and play the 10 matches at all those venues, because you look at Olympic Stadium and it hasn't even been updated since, you know, whenever it was first built in the late 70s or whenever that was. And the thing for me is, how do you get a natural grass pitch in that stadium? I have no idea. I mean, they can't bring in sod and roll it over that cement, because it won't last for the first 2 weeks of the tournament, which is the group phase. So I'm kind of at a loss to determine how they're going to make that work. I mean, it's 8 years away, so who knows what the technology will be. But right now, I mean, the only venue in Canada that's capable of hosting a men's World Cup game is BC Place, and it's not involved.
Mm. So I guess they're stuck with Olympic Stadium. There's no way that Montreal is going to have a new stadium by 2026. Saputo Field or whatever it's called would be out of the question, I would think, too. So, yeah, I guess it's Olympic Stadium, which just I just boggles the mind. I mean, it just does.
They've announced some renovations are going to be done in advance of that tournament. I don't know if that's kind of political posturing by the CSA and Quebec to kind of give FIFA the sense that the stadium will be ready. But, you know, and then you look at, you know, the renovations, it's, what are you renovating the stadium for? For a few soccer games? It just doesn't make sense.
So, okay, what is your takeaway from the couple of MLS games we've seen from Toronto FC? What is the bottom line to you? What have you seen that you like? What have you seen that, if anything, that gives you any cause for concern at all?
Well, I mean, the big takeaway right now is that my feelings are the same as they were this time last year when TFC was struggling early in the season to get points. You know, they had 7 points, you know, heading into the first or heading into the seventh game last season, and they're kind of where they are. You know, concern, I don't have any, because you can't go from saying it's the best team in league history last year to 3 months later being concerned, especially after watching how they played against Tigres. I mean, we're talking about one of the best results in MLS history, getting that win at home versus Tigres and going down there and getting the result they needed. You know, there's individuals need to improve things. I think the fullbacks have shown that they aren't doing what Greg Vanney wants them to do. They aren't getting behind the back lines. They aren't attacking the fullbacks. They aren't providing the width that TFC probably wanted them to. But concerns, I think if you're concerned right now, you've kind of lost the plot.
You do point out that, and this is something we've talked about on and off for the past, probably the past year and a half, but as you point out, TFC's best defensive formation appears to be 3-5-2. But man, they've got a lot of depth in the midfield, and you like to think that it's, you know, that the diamond makes a certain amount of sense for them as well. Do you see Greg Vanney flipping back and forth between this all year, or do you think there is a preferred, there's a preferred shape that he has in his mind, and that once the season, you know, hits the midway point or so, we will see him rely on that? And Kurt, I guess the sort of the corollary to that is, I guess we have to see. We have to see what some of the new players bring to the equation, I guess, before we can settle on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to flip back and forth throughout this season. They're going to need to settle one on eventually. I think we saw that problem during last year's playoffs is you got there and you see New York and Columbus had been kind of studying Greg Vanney's 3-5-2 all season, and really both those teams had a chance to knock TFC out of the playoffs. But the midfield that TFC has right now, Jonathan Osorio and Marky Delgado are two players that I think need to be in there. Mm-hmm. And so how do you play both those guys at the same time when you factor in Victor Vasquez is going to come back from injury? So then maybe you move to a 4-4-2. But as we've seen recently, teams have been able to exploit the width that the 4-4-2 doesn't offer. So either they need to improve the way they defend in the 4-4-2 and show they can do that, or the 3-5-2 is probably going to be TFC's best formation going forward. It's going to be interesting because you bring in a guy like Edgar Ekeche too, who's supposed to be pulling a lot of strings and making a difference in midfield, and he's yet to kind of settle in. So where does he fit into that midfield as well?
Yeah, you mentioned Edgar Ekeche, and one of the things you point out, he, as you say, he's been far too eager to circulate the ball instead of trying to create opportunities inside and around the penalty area. Is that just a matter of a guy needing to learn his teammates a little more and you know, I mean, it's one thing to do it in practice, but another thing to do it in the heat of a game and at game speed?
I think it was a product of him not wanting to take too many risks in one of his first starts. And I think it was also a product of maybe the players around him not providing enough options. Ashton Morgan and Gregory Vanderweel, the fullbacks on the weekend, they didn't really make any dangerous runs. You know, the kind of runs where a player like Edgar Ekeche can kind of slot the balls through like we're used to seeing Victor Vasquez do. And maybe he's not on the same page with the strikers. You know, how often do we see Javinko or Altidore kind of spin off a center back and allow Ekeche to kind of play the ball into the space? We didn't see it that often. But, you know, he has vision. He connected a lot of passes. And I think you can tell the kid has talent. It's just going to take time. And that's why I wrote today that I don't think TFC's fans should be too concerned right now.